Blog Talk Radio.
His word to perform. Oh yeah.
He is Jehovah Jireh. He is your provider. He is my provider. That's who we're trusting in. That's who we're looking forward to. That's where our faith is in Jehovah Jireh, who gave us Christ as our Lord, so we can trust in him, because everything we need is in Christ. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're happy to have each and every one of you on. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into this word, bless God. I'm excited about the word of God. I'm excited because that's what I live for. That's what God told me to live by. So, hey, I got to be excited about it. You know, you should be excited about the word of God. Sometimes people say, well, you know what, preach. No, man, I get excited. When I think about the promises of God, whoo, that gets me excited. I know he's going to bless me. Well, you already blessed. Yeah, but I'm going to get the extra stuff. See, that's what you got to know. You got to know you're going to get some extra stuff. Hallelujah. Father God, we come to you with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is your will concerning Christ Jesus. So, Father God, I know that you want us to be thankful for everything. So, first of all, let me thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn whose we are and whose we are. It is in your word, Father God, that we even learn that we're a child of God. According to Peter 1:23, said we're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. So we're born again of some of the same stuff you are. Because the Bible says in the beginning was the word and the word was God. So Father God, if your word is you and you are your word and you haven't changed, I thank you that we're cut out of the same material. We made out of the same stuff you are, which is your word. No reason you said, Heavenly Father, abide in your word and your word abide in us. No reason you said to live in your word and your word is to live in us. I thank you, Father God, wanting us to be that intimate with you, wanting us to be so much like you. Thank you for it. Praise you for it, Father God, because we've been redeemed. Hallelujah. From the curse of the law of sin and death. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that we learned that everything dealing with the law, tithes, offering, all of that, sin, all of that is a curse, and Christ ended it for us. Woo, I got to be thankful today. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. That Christ is the end of the law. It's over. Thank you. Thank you that the sin, the curse is over. We're no longer a curse, but we're a blessing now because Christ hung for us. According to 1 Peter 1, verses 18 and 19. And I just love Galatians 3:13, Heavenly Father, that Christ became that curse. I mean, the curse to the full. So therefore, we're not a curse. A curse is anybody hanging on the tree. So Christ became the curse of the law of sin and death. So we can go past that now. I thank you, like I said, Father God, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for those that will hear the word. And then I really thank you for those that's going to do the word so they can get that extra blessing. According to Revelation, your word says we're blessed to hear it. We're blessed to do it. Father God, I just thank you for your word because it's a blessing. We get that trifecta. It's a blessing to hear it. It's a blessing to read it. It's a blessing to do it. I thank you for the trifecta. I praise you for it. Honor you for it. Thank you, Father God, for those that will put themselves in alignment with your word. Those that will understand that the battle is already won. We declare it and decree it right now. You said if we decree a thing, Father God, it shall be done. So I decree right now that whoever facing whatever it is that you're facing is done in the name of Jesus. I'm decreeing it for you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You already won the battle. Start rejoicing. Rejoice like you want it. Don't let the enemy blind you with that. Thank you. Praise you for it, Father God. I thank you. According to 1 Samuel, we already won. We already got the victory according to 2 Corinthians. Thank you. Thank you for your anointing, Father God. I declare your anointing is on everybody's life here. Why? Because of 1 Corinthians 15. We have the victory. So we return to you, Heavenly Father, as victorious in Christ. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that we can expect your mercy. We expect your grace to go before us. We declare and decree it right now. And we ask Jesus and all the other blessings. And we just glorify you. Father God, if I had 10,000 tongues, it ain't enough. If it was left up to me right now, Father God, I just praise you all day. Hallelujah. But I thank you, Father God, that those that come for a word, I pray, Father God, that you will speak a word through this vessel and let somebody's mindset go a different place in you. Let them go to a higher level. Let them go to deeper depths. Let your knowledge manifest in them, and they take it to the next level. Like they can, Father God. You've given them special gift to be able to articulate your. Let them do that in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask these and all blessings in Christ's name. Everybody agree with this prayer? Said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, brothers and sisters, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. But for those that may not know, we're talking about promises of God, a promise-keeping God. And I'm going to point out a few things, first of all. A promise-keeping God, it's conditional. Now, God's going to keep his part, but you're going to have to keep your part. It's not automatic. Don't let people fool you and tell you, oh, well, God. No, it's conditional. Just like in my prayer, I said, like John 15:7. Now, I want you all to see this so you'll know that it's conditional. God's promising. We're going to get into it. We're going to get into it here in a moment. But I want you to know God promises conditional. And now you don't have to go join no church. You don't have to walk around shout. No. You have to pay a bunch of money down, which is a big joke anyway. Like, God really needs your money, man. I don't get that with people, that they don't understand. God doesn't need your money. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Stop letting these hoodwinked preachers teach you out of your money. You'll take that money. You'll give it to them to fly their jets and wear their beautiful clothes. Listen, brothers and sisters, I don't have no problem with anybody having cars, jets, home, mansion, where, have all that good stuff. But don't sit back and see people in your own family have need. And you won't help them, but you'll go and give your money to some organization. And you think God pleased with that. You got better sense than this. So why you let people hoodwink you with that? And I'll show y'all some scriptures there. But here, let me get back on track. John 15:7. That's where I want to go. I want to go to John 15:7. Because I want you to know God, he want to stay connected, but it's conditional. You got to remember it's conditional. God's promise is conditional. We got lots to cover, so let me just go ahead on through this right quick. He says, if, the word if is a possibility. It's listed 528 times, possibility. So it may happen, may not happen. It all depends on the condition. So he says, if you abide in me, my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Did you hear that? It's conditional. So the question then be, do you abide in the word? Do you live in the word? Have you set up residence in the word? Or you just read a scripture here and read a scripture there, or you run to the word when the situation. Are you living in the word? That's what abiding means. You know, you set up residence. Conditional. You want to ask God for this and ask him for that? No, it's conditional. Not that he wouldn't do that, because God does a whole lot of stuff. We don't even ask him. He go ahead on and bless us. He the same God bless you when you didn't even ask him for it. He that same God. But listen, brothers and sisters. God wants us to have the knowledge how he operates. So he says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you. So that's conditional, okay? I just want to point that out. And now we're gonna move on to the text of the day, which happens to be in the book of Hebrews, the fourth chapter, and we're talking about God's promises here now. We'll just read the first three verses. We won't get into all of it today. We can later on if you want to. We have a special section where I got a channel we can all go to and just stay there all day long discussing the Word of God, line on line, precept on precept, scripture on scripture. Have no problem with that. But for right now, we're talking about God's promises. He says, like I said, it's conditional now. Hebrews 4, verses 1, reads like this. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. The third verse, for when we which have believed do enter into the rest, he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if thou shalt enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. So let's see here. Okay, we're going to get Pastor to read it from another version. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord and good afternoon. Reading it from the Message Bible. Hebrews 1 verses, Hebrews 4 and verses 1 through 3. Long as then, as that promise of resting in him pulls us on to God's goal for us, we need to be careful that we're not disqualified. We receive the same promises as those people in the wilderness, but the promises didn't do them a bit of good because they didn't receive the promises with faith. If we believe, though, we'll experience that state of resting, but if not, we don't have faith. Remember that God said they'll never get where they're going, never be able to sit down and rest. God made that vow, even though he'd finished his part before the foundation of the world. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. You see, the promise had already been made before he hung the sun, before he hung the moon, before there was an earth, before there was water. God had already made the promise. The promise was made. He just wanted us to line up, and the way you do that is mix it with faith. Bless
God.
That's why I showed you on yesterday. See, the reason these people wasn't able to mix it with, because they didn't use their faith. They didn't operate in faith. They refused to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on with the world today, with the church today. People are not mixing their faith with God's faith. Wait a minute, let me say that again. With God's faith. God is a faith God. Jesus Christ happens to be the author and finisher of our faith. Because that's what he is. How that works, well, I showed you on yesterday, and I think it's worth repeating a little bit today. Alka-Seltzer is a, fizz, whatever they say. But you have to mix it. I mean, it's good for 101 different reasons. It's good for heartburn. It's good for upset stomach. it's good for when you have that sensation burning, that sensation burning in your chest, like you're eating hot wings or whatever. You know, even when you land down and you get that burn, wherever, you grab an Alka-Seltzer. Have you ever had that sour taste in your mouth and it's not because the food was bad? Well, you grab an Alka-Seltzer, okay? I could list you a whole lot of stuff, but I'm not here to talk about Alka-Seltzer and what all it does. I just want to show you how it works. Alka-Seltzer is no good in that pack, because you got it in that pack don't mean that. But you mid-set. Mid-set. And watch what happens. That's what's wrong. That's why folks ain't getting healed. That's why people are not getting delivered. They're not mixing it. You have to mix it. The package by itself, it got all that power. But boy, I dare you to mix it. I dare you to mix it the way it's to be mixed and watch what happens. So that's how faith works. You have to mix it, brothers and sisters. But when you do that, you're going to have eternal life. Because that's what this really is about. It ain't even about the worldly stuff. This is about your eternal life. This is about you entering into that rest. That rest. Because he said if you don't, you won't get the promise. See, the promise is about eternal life. That's what the promise is. I want to slow down a little bit. Sometimes I get carried away. The promise is about eternal life. Remember over in 1 John 1? Yeah, we'll go there for a moment. We'll go there for a moment. In 1 John 1, I want y'all to know, if a preacher's not trying to help you get your eternal life, they're not really helping you. Because you can get all the houses, land. You got good credit. You can get all that stuff. So they ain't helping you. What you need is spiritual stuff. Spiritual stuff. And what you really need is your eternal life. That's what Satan trying to trick people out of, their eternal life. He hadn't changed from day one. Promised Adam and Eve eternal life. If you don't eat, you're going to live eternally. So Satan went to block their eternal life. What you think he's doing today? Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. He's trying to block your eternal life. He's trying to get you focused on other stuff, houses, land. He can keep your mind on everything but your eternal life, and then you don't enter into that rest. God wants you to enter into that rest. But in 1 John, 2nd chapter, help me, Holy Ghost, the 25th verse, it reads like this. Let me get to it. And this is that he have promised us even eternal life. Woo! Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen, amen. Reading it from the Message Bible. If what you heard from the beginning lives deeply in you, you will live deeply in both Son and Father. This is exactly what Christ promised, eternal life, real life. Amen.
So he tells us, now, little children, the reason he called you children, because you got a father, and that father is in heaven, so you're his child. He called us his children, not sinners. He don't call you sinners. He don't call you fish eyes. He don't call you none of them more crazy names. He called you his children. You're not a heathen. You're a child. So you have to start agreeing with what the Word of God says. That's all. So he said, my little children, abide in him, that ye when he shall appear, we must have that confidence and not be ashamed before him and his coming. See, a lot of people don't know. When God appears, he's going to appear according to his word. But listen, brother, if you'll get in the word, and the word again, you remember that 27th verse, but the anointing which ye have received of him abide in you. That's the word. Mm-hmm. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth and is no lie. And even as it have taught you, ye shall abide in him. Abide in that word. The anointing is on the word of God. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce. Let me tell you what, there's some people right now, they don't even know it. They want to seduce you. They want to tell you Satan's program. They ain't telling you God program. You got to give this. Yeah. You got to give that. They lying. Those are lies. You know, we won't do it today, but one of these days, you're just going to talk about all the lies Satan have told us from our youth up. Just like giving money. God called money filthy lucre. You know what the word filthy is? Y'all better say, preacher, don't go there. You better say it. Y'all better say, preacher, because the word filthy, you women know what filthy is. Don't make me go there. Yeah. I got a couple of men on here. Y'all may not know that, but I'm going to tell you the word filthy.
Mm-hmm.
Filthy. But then as people want you to think that that's what God wants you to do. God ain't told you. See, it's a lot of things you have to understand when it comes to God's promises. But let me take my time and tell you this. Because, see, a promise is an agreement. It's like you're committed. When somebody promised somebody something, that means that they can expect it. You should want to expect eternal life. Forget about this earthly life.
Yeah.
You should expect eternal life.
Amen.
Whatever you find in the word of God, you should expect it. If you'll take it like I'm telling you, because, you know, every doctor prescribes a medicine and tells you to take it, and then if you'll take it like he tells you to take it, then you can expect it.
Mm-hmm.
You can expect to get better. Matthew 8:2-3, Isaiah 53:5. I declare that God has given unto us healing and divine life. You have healing. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to, like I told you all earlier, it's conditional. If you'll abide in that word and that word abide in you, I'm going to tell you right now, the word itself will heal you. You get enough of that word off the paper into you and that divine nature, every organ in your body have to line up. God showed me that. You don't even have a choice. Folks going to start seeing like they never saw before. Yeah?
Yeah. Amen, amen.
You know, the Bible says that, listen to what it says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. The Amplified says, for the tongue can kill or nourish life, Proverbs 18:21. So what we have to do is speak the word. That's life and death is in it. You can speak death or you can speak life. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way that works. And that's your promise right there. Go on and speak it. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care how it sounds. Speak life into your own body. Expect God's mercy and grace on you every day. Lamentations 3:22. Expect that. Just like you expect your wife when she comes through the door, your husband when he comes through the from work, you expecting when the car drive up that person going to get out of that vehicle. Expect it. When you go and you give the people $100 and your change should be $50, expect $50. Expect it. So, well, I know y'all in business, so y'all can keep the money. No, no. You expect your change. That's right. You expect it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the same thing with the word of God? Thank God to keep his promise. Yeah,
yeah.
You're blessed. But by you saying it doesn't mean you're blessed. Remember the Alka-Seltzer now. You have to mix it. When you don't mix the Alka-Seltzer, it doesn't work. Okay? You just got, a lot of people got the word of God. Oh, yeah, they can read it. They understand it. There are those that got degrees with it, but they don't mix it. And because they don't mix it, it doesn't work. And that's what we're being about. We got to mix it. We got to find the scripture. God delights. Think God don't want you to have, but God wants you to mix it with faith. The Bible says God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He wants you to prosper. Above all, he wants you to prosper. But he don't want the enemy giving you anything. See, the devil give you this stuff too. The devil give you a whole lot of stuff. But that's not necessarily the will of God. And your promise is about eternal life. So once you get all this stuff, you, and the devil gave it, and then you're giving God credit. I know it sounds good and everything. God don't need your credit. That's number one. And number two, the people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. If you stood before God and you say, oh, Lord, you gave me this and you gave me that. Nah, promise is eternal life, brothers and sisters. You worried about this stuff here on earth. Now, God's concern for you is that you have eternal life. That's the battle. Okay. And the way it works is through your faith. Faith is what pleases God. That put a smile on God's face. You want to put a smile? Operate in faith. Find a scripture, lines up to what you're looking for, and start confessing it, abiding in it, living in it, and watch God make it come to fruition. I'm going to tell the body of Christ right now, if y'all like it or not, it's time that we get out here and be about the Father's business. For real, for real. It's time that we start laying hands on folks again. I'm going to say again. Faith Church is over for me. It's over. It's time that we start seeing miracles. God, the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He still want to heal people. He still want to deliver people. And if you're talking about there ain't nobody, there's some folks around you that you know need deliverance. There's some people around you you know need to be healed. Physically and mentally. Time out. Play church is over. God expects us to act like him in every sense of the word. Let these people know God ain't mad at them. God has forgiven them. He's given us the word of reconciliation. And let me remind you, you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. That's a promise. Doesn't matter what it is. My God shall supply all of your needs. So when there's a need there, God will supply it. But he can't do what you're doing. You want to do it your way, and God want to do it his way. And I'm going to tell you right now, brothers and sisters, doesn't matter what teaching you've had in the past, God's promise is not based on how many services you attended, how many barbecue dinners you sold. Now, it's based on faith, okay? The word just need to be mixed. That's what happened in the book of Hebrews, okay? They didn't mix it with faith, so they died. Had all that stuff. And I just don't have the time today. But if I could tell you how rich they were in material stuff, but guess what? They didn't have no faith. They didn't mix it. He said, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest. You want to be in his rest. His rest is his word. And he says, hey, if any of you should seem to come short of it, he said, for unto us was the gospel preached, the word, the preached word, as unto them. But the word did not profit them. What? You mean that man said and did all that preaching and it didn't profit them? That's right. Didn't profit them at all. What you think of somebody going to work 40 hours and they got nothing for it? And they don't get profit for it. Because they wasn't doing what they was told. Because they wasn't mixing with faith. Oh, yeah, they heard it. Ain't no question if they heard it, just didn't use it, didn't do it. James 1:22 said, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. Then to be a hearer only, he deceived himself. Well, okay, we're going to open up the Bible study today. If anybody have anything to say, press 1. Praise God. I went over a little taste, but it's okay. I don't have no time when I ain't working. I'm off today. So, see, when I'm off, Satan's in trouble. Yes, sir. He in trouble. Because I tell you, between you guys and myself, if we touch and agree, I'm going to tell you, Satan become, he become fearful. He know what we can do when we're together on one accord. He already know. And you should know. You should know we become the devil's biggest nightmare. If the church would unite, I'm talking about the real church, the ones that are born again, where Christ is the head, not the pastor, not the bishop, not none of this, but Christ is the head. That's the church I want you to focus on for a moment. Get away from your local and your out there. Let's focus on the real church, the one 1 Corinthians 6 talks about, okay? All right. You become the devil's biggest nightmare if the church would just unite in faith, do what Ephesians 4 says. We'll usher Christ on back. We'll usher Christ on back. Okay, anybody have any comments, anything they want to share? Bless the people of God. Press 1, and I will let you, we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Press 1. Hallelujah. Anyone? Hallelujah. Okay. Last 2963.
Hi, everyone. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Laura. As you were speaking about the promises of God, I didn't really understand much about rest and interval rest. So I happened to find this book called Bible Promises for Life, and I went to go look up some of the scriptures that they have in there, and it was saying how blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel according to all that he promised. There has not failed one word of all his good promises which he promised to his servant Moses, and that's 1 Kings 8:56. And it was helping me get like a better understanding of like, remember what Moses, the Lord's servant, when Moses, the Lord's servant, commanded you, that he said the Lord would give you rest. And he was saying not only just rest from the trouble, he was saying also from troubles of this world. Psalms 94:13, he says, you will give them relief from troubled times until a pit is dug to capture the wicked. And then you started speaking about eternal life. So also seeing here that he was saying, which scripture did I find was relevant to? Oh, yeah. This is what my Father wants, that anyone who sees the Son and trusts who he is, who he does, then aligns him with his will into real life, eternal life. My part is to put them on their feet, alive and whole at the completion of time. And then in John 10:29, he says, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me. For my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone. No one can snatch them from my Father's hand. So it sounds like that, too. Even when we're not abiding in him, we still keep and watch over him, because that just made me think of the scripture. He said the one sheep that went away, and how they rejoiced when that one sheep came back. So I just want to rejoice over this word and give God thanks for declare it over all of our lives, and thank you so much. And then I do have one prayer request, if people could just pray for me for the battlefield of the mind, and just to help me pray and protect my mind from thoughts and images and all types of stuff like that.
Amen, amen. See, they that keep their mind on the Lord, he will keep you in perfect peace. You understand perfect peace? Keep your mind on the Lord. How does that work? I'm glad you asked. Here's how that works. You keep your mind on that word, and you saturate yourself with it, the devil has to go. And another thing, too, let me tell y'all something else about the promises. God has made your parent promises. Some of us right now are living promises. I was going to talk about that at some point, but I might well going to tell you right now, it don't have nothing to do with you. God can promise your mother, your daddy, your great-granddaddy, your great-great-great-granddaddy. See, there's promises that you bless our seed. His promises is to 1,000 generations. So a lot of what we're experiencing today have nothing to do with how many times you've been on your knees.
All right.
A lot of what you're enjoying now have nothing to do with how many times you went to the altar. A lot of what we're going through right now has nothing to do with you, period. Period. Has to do with what God done promised your forepare. Now, with that being said, the more you enter into that rest, the more you enter into that place, the more you enter into where God and the promises are, the more or the quicker it comes to fruition. So
hallelujah.
I thank you for it. I'm going to tell you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we touch and agree with Sister Laura. And I thank you, first of all, Sister Laura, for being on the broadcast, because I know California time is different than ours, probably about 10 o'clock in the morning out there. Program that I did start about 9 o'clock. So I thank you for getting up. I thank you for being part of this broadcast. You're just a blessing to us to know that God having to get over here and speak his divine word. Every time I've ever heard you, most of the time you're speaking the word of God. So I thank you for that. And we're agreeing right now. Father God, we set ourselves in agreement with this sister right now that her mind will continue to flow with your knowledge, with your wisdom, with your understanding. We're praying right now that you allow revelation knowledge to continue to go through her and the people that she'll come in contact with, Heavenly Father, that they'll know that she's been with you, Father God. I thank you for it. I thank you she's going to be a mighty soldier for you and for the body of Christ, that she's going to go forth, Father God, in the hedges and highways and courthouses and different places that she traveled. I thank you that it's happening, even as we speak. Just keep her mind filled with your grace, filled with your knowledge, filled with your revelation. Keep her filled, Father God, that she'll keep her mind on you. Not the worldly stuff, but you. I care for her. And we put ourselves in agreement with her in Jesus' mighty name. Anyone else?
Amen. Anyone else? Please, God.
Just press one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I am in agreement also with Sister Laura. So glad to hear from her. Amen. and hearing how God is working with her, and amen. I mean, it's a blessed growing and receiving the true word of God. Amen. So the scripture I like to share, well, two of them I like to share, Pastor was reading. The first one, John 15 and verse 7 from the New Living Translation, it said, "But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted." Amen, amen.
Amen, so, amen, yes.
So just like Pastor said, you know, we got to stay in this word. And the more word we have, the more faith we'll have, and we will walk by faith and not by sight. And then in 1 John chapter 2, and I'm going to read verses 25 to 27 from the New Living Translation. Let's see, 25. Got to back it up here, 25. It says, "And in this fellowship, we enjoy the eternal life he promised us. I am writing these things to warn you about those who want to lead you astray. But you have received the Holy Spirit, and he lives within you, so you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. For the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know, and what he teaches is true. It is not a lie. So just as he taught you, remain in fellowship with Christ." Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Evangelist Sharon. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good afternoon to everyone. I want to thank you for the selection of music, and I want to thank Pastor Beasley and Pastor Bell for being diligent, and I want to thank the sister, and I want her to know I'm in agreement with her, and I want to say thank you again to Pastor Beasley for giving us the recipe, I should say, the recipe for the promises that we need. God, we need those to live by. We need them. We need them. Hallelujah. Thank you. And
amen.
Good afternoon. God bless everybody.
God bless.
Thank
I
you
like
so much.
That. Amen. I like that. All right, Banter Sharon.
you gave me a new subject now. The recipe to the promises of God.
Yes, I like that. Yes. Amen.
You
made
that again.
Ooh, thank God, thank God. See how God be using you? Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise
the recipe. Yes, sir.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, sir. The Lord, recipe.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the word, brother and sister. It's in the word.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
And also, Evangelist Renee, let me give y'all what she said. She getting ready for the doctors, that wound. You know, she got on here yesterday. She talked about that butt, her butt, how the sores on there. And the doctor told her, said, "Well, you know what? You're going to have to be under his supervision," whatever she said. But anyway. So she just said that she missed what she said, Pastor?
Bed rest.
Oh, bed rest. But anyway.
Yeah.
So she headed to the doctor, amen, to get her wound taken care of. And she said she missed the word at noon.
Mm-hmm.
But she's whipped up in the spirit. That sounds like something Paul would say. She's whipped us in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And she's whipped us in love. And she wants us to know that she loves us all. And she said, praise God, by his stripes I'm healed and more than a conqueror. And she said that she'll see us Sunday. So that's a report from a mighty woman of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
And I don't know, the word of God tells me, God just putting this in my spirit. You just speak this word to say, you're going to be fine because he loves you and he has not refused to let you die there. He refused. And you're going to have your eternal life. I don't even know who that was for. But he said, you're going to have your eternal life, and he refused to let the devil have you. So the devil will have a big fight on his hands. He ain't going to happen to you. And that sounds pretty good to me. Sounds pretty good.
Amen.
Anyone
Amen.
Else?
Yeah.
Praise Anyone
God.
Else? Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Evangelist. Thank all you all, Sister Laura. And for those that, got one more here. Hallelujah. Say this to me, the overseer. Okay. Is this you, overseer?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Good afternoon. How y'all doing? I couldn't talk. I was listening. I just got out of the appointment, so just in time before you hung up. I miss you all. It looked like every day of my appointment running to the talk time, but I thank God for y'all praying for me. I miss being on. I'm going through. They got me wearing a heart monitor right now. But I'm praying and I'm trusting God for my healing and I'm believing. And I love the word of God. I enjoyed the word. I enjoyed y'all. So y'all have a blessed weekend.
Amen. God bless you too over there. Amen. I just got you healed. I put the word. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank God.
Well, we put ourselves in agreement with you.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, by the stripes you're healed.
Yeah,
and just in case the doctor don't know, he need to know God monitoring your heart, too.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah.
He might be monitoring that 4x4, but God is monitoring that spirit heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anyone else? Anyone else?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I didn't. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Well, we'll see you all on tomorrow. Tomorrow. Wow. Well, I love to be on tomorrow. But we'll see you all Sunday for the word at noon.